Acting with an Accent, Stage Dialect Instruction by David Alan Stern. Massachusetts Upper Class, or Kennedy-esque Dialect. Before we actually begin to examine specific pronunciation changes, changes in vowels and consonants, we're going to look first at changes that have to take place in the overall resonance or tone pattern of the voice. Changes that occur on every single sound that the voice utters, not just on specific vowel and consonant differences. In my approach to dialect or accent learning, one of the most important things is to locate that point in or around the mouth, nose, in the resonance cavities, which represent the focal point of the resonance energy, that point where you feel the greatest amount of vibratory energy while you're talking. Now, in the standard or non-regional dialect, which I just switched to, the non-regional American, that point of focus is approximately in the middle of the mouth, about halfway between the tongue and the palate, or just over the back of the tongue, the place where, if you placed one finger of each hand into the hollows of your cheeks, and if your cheeks were flexible enough, that place in the middle of your mouth where the fingers would come together. If you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in a fairly loud, normal, standard American voice, you will probably be able to actually visualize or picture vibration in that center or slightly rear center part of the mouth. Now, in switching to almost any kind of Massachusetts accent, the sound switches to a point that's not really nasalized, but which is up closer to the nose on the palate, on the soft palate in the back of the mouth, way up near the rear of the mouth, where the mouth is about to divide into the nose and the throat. Now, I want to make a distinction first between actual nasality and this sort of focal point. When you talk about actual nasality, you're talking about the phonated air actually coming out through the nose. Now, this sometimes happens in parts of the Farm Belt, parts of the South, certainly in Australia and New Zealand, but it doesn't really happen very commonly in Massachusetts. What happens in Massachusetts is that the sound focuses underneath the nose on the top rear part of the mouth, the part right near the uvula, the part that hangs down, but just forward of it. Now, one of the things that we're going to do first is to examine a kind of conceptual exercise for switching this point focus. After we do that, then we'll look at some specific adjustments in muscularity to achieve that if it doesn't work through this just imaginary point exercise. But this is exercise number one for the resonance, and that is the focal point of energy. I'm going to count 1, 2, 3 in the normal voice. I want you to repeat after me and picture, feel the vibration in the center of the mouth. Then I'm going to switch it back to this kind of twangy palatal sound, and I want you just to sort of try to visually will the sound up onto the palate and back to that part just in the back of the mouth. So it's not actually going out into the nose, but it's just sitting up there. Just try this out conceptually initially. 1, 2, 3, center of the mouth. Repeat. 1, 2, 3, high back. Repeat. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6. 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9. Sensing the sound coming up and back to that spot on the palate, feeling it vibrate there. 1, 7, 8, 9. 7, 8, 9. 1 to 10, center of the mouth. Visualize the spot of focus in the middle of the mouth. Try to feel tissue vibration in the middle of the cheeks and between the tongue and palate. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now bringing it back. 1, 2, 3, feeling it on the back of the palate. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Exercise 2 starts to make a slight adjustment in the position of the mouth. What I'm going to have you do here, first of all, is to get a feeling by overdoing it. I want you to actually put a little nasality into the sound here. So we're going to go count through your nose without actually opening your mouth at all. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now actually say 1 through 10, but let that sound keep coming out through the nose, overly doing it now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now less nasality still. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now actually close off that passage. Don't let the air come through the nose anymore, but still keep that vibratory factor right on the back of the palate there. You're not going to go 1, 2, but you're still going to feel the sound 1, 1, 2, 2. You see, if I hold my nose now on 2, 2, it doesn't go 2, 2, so you can hear that the air's not coming through the nose. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This is in effect keeping some sense of where the tone is placed that you get out of actually doing it nasal. But then you actually close off passage into the nose and don't do it nasal. Now the third exercise actually helps make the adjustment by lifting up the rear of the tongue more. If you say 1, 2, 3 normally with a good full central oral resonance, the back of the tongue will tend to be down. Now, as you say 1, 2, 3 and then shift, don't move the back of the tongue down as much. Sort of leave it up there and let the front of your tongue do most of the moving. So instead of 1, 2, 3 pumping the back of the tongue, it's holding it up toward the palate and just letting the tip move. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Now let's combine all of these things. I'm going to count 1, 2, 3 normally. You repeat. Then I'll do the contrast. And in this contrast, I want you to do several things. Number one, get the image of the tone focusing back on the Massachusetts point of resonance, near the uvula on the velum or soft palate. Number two, feel the vibration move from the center of the cheeks to that same spot. Three, get a little bit of that sense of vibration that you got out of the nasality. Try not to actually open your nose, though. And four, actually lift the back of the tongue and do most of the movement, more of the movement, with the lips and the tip of the tongue so that the rear tongue isn't coming down as much. Central focus, open mouth. 1, 2, 3. Repeat, feel in the middle. Visualize, feel, and lift the back of the tongue. 1, 2, 3. Back to center. 4, 5, 6. Lifting, feeling, visualizing. 4, 5, 6. Back to center, opening. 7, 8, 9. Feeling it in the middle. 7, 8, 9. lifting the back of the tongue, feeling the sound bounce off of the soft palate. 7, 8, 9. 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Using some words, just making this same change. Let's say, open mouth. The cat is in the house. The cat is in the house. Move the tongue, feel the vibration in the middle. Now, visualize, conceptualize, feel, lift the back of the tongue. The cat is in the house. The cat is in the house. Not actually through the nose, but you might need to try it through the nose first. The cat is in the house. Then eliminate the nasality, but keep that focus on the velum. The cat is in the house. It's the right time to go home. Open mouth. It's the right time to go home. Now lifting the back of the tongue, feeling the vibration on the back of the palate there. It's the right time to go home. It's the right time to go home. I would suggest that you go over these basic exercises several times. Try to come to grips with the placement of this new tone focus before going on to the other exercises and lessons. But this is the end of lesson one on beginning to generate the resonance of the Massachusetts Kennedy-esque accent.